stand for peace among all peoples together.
These are the voices of dozens of area residents inside Eastman's Kodak Hall, giving new birth to the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Shall we join hands and work together in unity and singleness for purpose?
In more than words, Simeon Bannister, who was a member of the Martin Luther King Jr. Commission, says it's going to take the effort of Rochester residents to pitch in and figure out how they can improve the education system, community violence, poverty, and other social struggles.
A lot of times we find ourselves waiting for, you know, a superhero to come along and kind of save us all from the ills that we confront. These are problems that are too big for one person to deal with.
Bannister says putting your hand to the plow can be as simple as volunteering. Mayor Lovely Warren says it's this kind of thinking that could help the city become united.
No one can take this walk alone and change a community unless the community walks hand in hand together. And I think that that's what today represented.
Warren talked about teaming up with the Monroe County Executive, City Council, and School Board to no longer look at what divides, but rather what brings people together. The president and CEO of Pathstone, Stuart Mitchell, says the community needs to roll up its sleeves
and stop posturing about the issues itself and really take seriously his command that we look at the beloved community and what does that actually mean for us and break down those barriers that are artificial, that are really.
Mitchell participated in the National Civil Rights Movement in Tennessee. Bannister of the MLK Jr. Commission says the theme for Rochester this year is,
do we have the will to personally make a difference in what's going on in our community?
A charge Bannister says is necessary. He quotes Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. saying, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Carlette Claire, WXXI News.